Welcome to the entertainment segment of the program. It's 6:23 on this, your Friday version. Anne Hathaway, a wonderful actress, does some really interesting work, kind of quirky, kind of funny. She can be serious, etc. One of those actresses that you look at, and depending on how she's dressed and how you don't know whether she's attractive, kind of weird looking, whatever. Anyway, she was swimming in the ocean recently. She was nearly swept out to sea by a riptide. Thankfully, surfer heard her screaming, came to her rescue. However, she did cut her toe, but she will survive and is expected to be making movies again in mere moments. Speaking of movies, what's coming out this weekend, you ask?
What's coming out this weekend?
Well, thank you. I appreciate this. Here's a movie I want to see. It's a Mark Wahlberg flick. I've done some reading on this movie. Ooh, it's called Lone Survivor. It's based on a true story of SEAL Team 10. They go in to fight the bad guys. 19 SEAL members go in. One comes out. One. The movie, of course, is called Lone Survivor, so it's not a spoiler alert. I read the story of the soldier. It's a stunning story. The individual that wrote the book and the soldier that came out, the SEAL that made it out, says the film is done right and gives it two thumbs up. So it is definitely one that I would recommend we all go see. Lone Survivor. Also in the theaters this weekend is The Legend of Hercules. Kellan Lutz from the Twilight movies. All right, I'm done with that then. All right, next, let's talk about movies that probably should not be made. Point Break. Remember Patrick Swayze? Keanu Reeves? Whoa. They did the great, can you call it great? Anyway, they are considering doing a Point Break remake. Gerard Butler is set to play the Patrick Swayze role of Bodie. Adrenaline junkie, Zen master, bank-robbing surfer who went up against Keanu Reeves. Whoa. Not surprisingly, people are already complaining. No real information yet on who will play Keanu Reeves. We will stay tuned with bated breath to find out that very important information. All right, so if you remember when Lindsay Lohan was in rehab and trying to get cleaned off the wild turkey, Oprah Winfrey offered her a huge chunk of cash in order to follow her around afterwards and do a documentary on her life, blah, 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 blah. It also came out that Oprah Winfrey hated working with her because she was difficult. Now it comes out, Oprah Winfrey confirms it. She says she did not enjoy working with Lindsay Lohan on the reality show for her network. Oprah said, quote, "This is exactly what everybody said was going to happen, and I believe differently. She doesn't understand. This is her life." Oprah gave Lindsay an 8-episode reality show on the Oprah Winfrey Network. The show premieres March 9th, and in a preview that was recently shown to TV critics, Oprah slammed Lindsay, saying, you just don't get it, do you? No, you don't. Speaking of not getting it, Flavor Flav. Remember we've talked about Flavor Flav. He's got a chicken restaurant in Vegas and some other places. He's known. Now, this is brilliant marketing. Brilliant marketing. He will show up on Southwest Airlines that are inbound to Las Vegas and, with permission, I'm sure, get on the speaker system and do a commercial for his chicken restaurant wearing the big clock and all the, you know, the Flava Flav getup. Brilliant marketing. Absolutely brilliant. You think about this for a second. You have got a captive audience for the ticket of the price, you know, the price of the ticket for the flight. That's a lot cheaper than making a commercial. That's a lot cheaper than running most forms of advertising. And he has a direct... It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, Flava Flav was arrested yesterday in New York for driving on a suspended driver's license. He didn't have just one suspension. He didn't have two. Oh, he had 18 suspensions. Police say they caught Flava Flav doing 79 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. And they noticed he had 16 license suspensions. Most of the suspensions came, quote, a variety of unpaid tickets. He was arrested for felony aggravated unlicensed operation of a vehicle and then released on his own recognizance. If you would like some information about the film, The Top Things You Didn't Know About Hercules, go to our Facebook page. Go to Seth Mila, WSAU, on Facebook. Click the like button, and there you will find not one, not two, but the top 10 things you did not know about Hercules, the legend, the myth, the god.